They're calling me. That's all I need to do.
Hello.
Hey, good morning, Wendy. It's Garrett.
Hi, Garrett.
Thanks for taking a risk and answering a 1-800 number.
Well, it said Rochester, so.
Oh, okay, good. You know, I always say, like, a 1-800 number. I'm like, oh, I don't know about you, but I was okay. What's up? How was the weekend?
The weekend was good.
Good.
So I just wanted to follow up with the client that I had.
Sure.
I'm going to hold the Carrot 21,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
He's not going to buy that one. But,
okay.
And I'm keeping one of Amrita's Carrot 30 ISI1.
Okay.
Okay. So I really need to be a Carrot 30, and I need to be whiter. He upped his budget, so I have more money to spend now.
Gotcha. Okay. He saw the bigger size and wanted to go bigger.
Well, he bought his girlfriend in.
Okay.
He brought her in. And he let her try on a ring, and the ring that she tried on in my store that she said is perfect was a Carrot 31, but it was like an L color, whatever. But she said this size is perfect. She didn't want anything too big, and that's it.
Well,
you know who this is? You're gonna laugh.
Who
remember
is it?
Remember the lady that you met in the store that for
yeah.
the carrot?
Yeah, yeah, bought the
it's
big
her
one.
Brother. It's
oh,
her
no
brother.
Kidding!
That's
hey,
kidding.
Good for you.
Yeah, so
he's gonna need a 3 carat someday soon.
Yeah, it's so funny. So
different
he called
funny,
me.
Probably, but yeah.
No, but wait. After he made the appointment with me, because she told him to call me, right? So
yeah.
He makes the appointment. She calls me and she goes, "I just want to let you know that my brother's coming. He's 39. She's 24. Not the sister that I was hoping for, but anyway."
Aw. Yeah, a little young. A little young.
Yeah.
Is that big
she
brother
goes,
or little brother?
It's her. I think. Well, it's her only brother.
Okay.
But I'm, yeah, she's got.
So she didn't seem that. She seemed like she was in her 30s.
Yeah, I mean, she's got 3 kids.
Oh, maybe she's in her. Yeah.
No, I would think she's in her 40s.
Okay, so might be yeah, but still, 24-year-old and a 39-year-old.
Right.
I don't judge, especially if you're buying a diamond.
No, but she goes. They started dating when she was 18. I was hoping it was just a phase.
Yeah.
But now they're getting engaged and she's so bullshit about it.
Oh. Yeah, I'm sure it'll be a beautiful wedding with a lot of coat hanger smiles. A lot of people going, oh, my God. Well, good news. I have the lion's share. I've got 1 million carat 30s. So what kind of price point are you hoping to get up to? Or like a carat 30 FSI2 GIA is 4,600.
I want to be SI1. No,
okay.
Just because I don't want his sister to say anything about it.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She's
going
to ask him what he bought, so
yeah.
I want it to be better. Yeah.
Well, how much more can we spend?
Because
we were at 35 before. A 130G SI1 is 57, 58.
That's still okay.
Okay. And then if we were to do something else, like you said whiter, but you showed an L. It's like an I.
No, well, I showed him the J. He didn't.
Yeah.
He wanted to be whiter than the J.
Okay.
The I that's in the store now that Amrita had looks
yeah.
pretty white. He didn't see that one. I didn't know she had that until after he left.
Not a problem. Okay.
We had simultaneous appointments.
Nice.
So
yeah.
I think her client picked something else. So she
yeah, it was like
gonna send those back.
A
yeah.
K or
so
something
said,
or other.
Yeah. So
yeah.
her client's going with the K. So I was like, all right. So I told Stephanie, I was like, don't send that back because I'm going to show that.
Yeah. And that's fine. Especially in the world of rounds, if you ever need more time, as long as it's not from like a previous month and I need it back to close, you always have more time.
No, he wants his ring done by the holidays. So that's why. And he said his schedule is pretty flexible. So that's why I wanted it.
If I sent another one, would the size be attractive if we're already spending 57? A 140 HSI1 is the same money, or I could go a different direction.
No, it's not about the size.
Okay.
He doesn't want to be bigger than 130.
Okay.
So I would rather, if I could do it, FSI1 would be amazing.
FSI1, I have a 130 FSI1 triple X with medium fluorescence.
Mm-hmm.
It's 5,600.
All right, let me just... 5,600.
As opposed to the other one, which is a G, it's triple X none, and it's 58.
Let's Can I have both of them?
100%. You can, you know, you guys always get what you want. I can send both of those. But
yeah, I mean,
he's
definitely
going to
pick one.
There's a 130 HSI one as well that's 5100 triple X paint. Let me just send you one. No? You don't like that?
Well, I've got the J, I've got an I.
I just don't want to lose out because it's $600 more, you know what I mean? And I know you got the I.
I've got the I, you know what, and I, you know, he wants to be 10 grand with his, with the ring, but she picked out the exact setting, her setting is 2200, but like we marked those diamonds up 50%. I didn't realize that it was that much of a markup.
Yeah.
So,
nice.
I guess the bigger it goes, the less, But that being said, he's also a referral, so I can probably get it lower than that. So let's just say 56, what is that? How much is that if I add 50% to 56?
Maybe 75 plus. You should still be okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I 5,600, 5,800, either one of those, I'll make it work.
5,800
so
plus, you said 50%?
Yeah, but I think that they'll give him a discount.
Plus 2,200. You know what I mean? He's at 10,900, call it 11 with tax. So, like, yeah, you know, there'll be some room if you don't mark it up 50%, if you did, like, 40%.
Yeah, and then if, so if I mark it up full and then I go, oh, here's 10% off, I'm good.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about it.
Okay. And I've been trying to get in touch with Stephanie. There's a couple October pieces. I know she's busy, but... Now I feel like I'm being dodged. I was like, hey, Amrita, poker for me real quick because there's two radiants that she's got there that are from mid-October. And I'll get whatever she needs. If she needs other options, I can flip them back. But is she in tomorrow?
I'm not familiar with that call at all.
Yeah.
She's been working
it a while. I don't know if the customer's come in yet or not.
Yeah. No, well, last week she wasn't in on Wednesday.
Okay.
There was a... her mom's, like, best friend passed away, like, young.
Oh,
you know,
family
like,
friend. Yeah.
So, yeah, so, like, the whole store was out that day, you know, because it was, they all, her sister, her father, like, you know. See, when a family thing happens, everybody's out.
Well,
and then it becomes chaotic to try to, like, get through the day. Cause,
like, that's the whole, right. Call me when that happens. I'll come down.
Like, it's just, like, we could barely function on a full staff as it is. Like, that's how busy we are. So
when
four people are out, her sister, her father, her uncle, out for the day. You know, it's a lot.
Yeah, definitely. And it puts a lot on you guys.
Also, too, they're putting a lot on Stephanie, a lot.
Yeah.
So
she's
got a lot on her plate.
Yeah. I'll shoot another email. If you could poke her tomorrow if you see her, I'll try calling. It's two radians from October I need. And, again, if... there's some, like, an extension I technically have until Wednesday, but I would need them by Thursday at the latest. So we've got some time, but if these weren't the ones, I'm always a day away from getting something else in your hands, so I can make that happen. But I'll have these to you tomorrow, and how are you doing? We've got 6 weeks to go. Everything okay? Happy, healthy? Ready to rock?
Everything's okay. Everything's okay. No, everything's okay. I just had one bad thing happen last week, and my chicken got murdered by a raccoon.
So
my
I grew up with guineas and bantams, but I grew up on a farm.
Westchester County is not a farm, and not many people have chickens. But
right, I was trying to think, what's your commute look like?
I have one chicken left. She was 9 years old.
Oh my gosh.
And I literally, like, 3 o'clock in the morning, there was like this scream.
Oh.
I don't know. What the hell? I run outside, I see the raccoon, run away from her, and then she was just kinda like sitting, like shaking.
It's hard for a nine year old chicken, my goodness. It's a long life.
Yeah, you don't even understand how many attacks this chicken
has endured.
She was my little warrior chicken, and she died on Veterans Day.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. If it weren't so tragic, it'd be funny, but it's tragic. We had constant coyote and fox attacks and stuff like that. As a matter of fact, we came home one day. We had blue heelers and Yorkies with an odd mix. You know, my mom was a dog groomer, so we grew up with all sorts of breeds around the house all the time. So we had these chickens out back, and we come home, and one of our new blue heelers was laying on top of a chicken that was half-eaten. So we're like, okay, put two and two together, you know. And the chicken was still alive and was missing some feathers. And then we go around the corner, and this Yorkie looked like a bowling ball. She was so full of chicken. The Australian cattle dog was protecting the chicken from the Yorkie. It was the weirdest thing. So, but that chicken survived just like your trooper. That chicken made a rebound. And we thought it was gone. Fine. For like years, this thing just kind of trooped on. But we, of course, we were scolding the healer for getting after the chicken, but he was protecting. That was his chicken. All of those chickens were his chicken. But it was the little rat terriers, you know, the Yorkies that would get after the chickens, and it was just wild. But I'm sorry. I'm so sorry to hear that. Are you going to get another one? 9 years. Get another little baby chicken.
These chickens, I've had chickens for literally, like, since my kids were little. Like, they loved it.
Yeah.
And my kids don't even eat eggs. So, and this chicken hasn't really laid many eggs
last
couple of years.
Yeah.
She's old, right? And, you know, in the wintertime, it's a lot of work, and the water freezes, and it's just a nightmare. And I just,
now
I
you're
kind of
like,
I'm
it was fun. It was fun to do it now. But I am sorry, nonetheless. They were still pets. We had,
absolutely. I buried her in the backyard, because, like, I used to plant flowers around my tree, and as soon as I planted the flowers, she would lay on it. And I literally buried her where she would lay on my flowers.
Aw, well, she's happy where she is now. And she went down fighting. Good for her. You know?
She did. I mean, if you could see how many feathers were on my patio, oh, my Lord.
Oh, geez.
She put up a fight. Give
that raccoon a walloping, I'm sure. But.
Oh, and that was the biggest, fattest raccoon I've ever seen in my entire life. Holy crap, this thing was huge. I'm like, she didn't have a chance.
No. they're smart. They've got, you know, they're vicious. But, oh, my God. Well, listen, I appreciate you calling me, and I appreciate you using me. If there's anything else under the sun you guys need, but these will be there tomorrow. When's the customer coming back?
Well, I wanted to make sure I had them in-house. We're closed today, so I'm just...
Yeah. I was surprised.
So I'll call.
When I saw I missed a call from you, I'm like, what the heck, Monday?
Working on Monday? The Monday after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Weekend, we start working Monday. So, it's hard for me to make calls during the day, believe it or not. It's like that crazy.
You're between customers.
I'm like, you know what? I know what I want. Let me just call him. He's going to be there. And then this way I can call my client first thing when I get in and set up an appointment. You know?
Perfect.
So,
perfect. And you can review the goods before you make the call. And we will be working after Thanksgiving. Saturdays we'll be in. So you can call us on you can go. We ship Saturday for Monday on for free on I think it's going to be 5 Saturdays. But it's always the Saturday following Black Friday. Through the end of the year. So we'll be here for you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Awesome. Have a rocking day. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy one of the... Oh, no. Is this the last... No. You got next Monday. You got next
Monday,
and then you start... Okay, well, enjoy it. Don't work, okay?
I'm painting my garage today.
Oh, perfect. Well, that doesn't sound terribly fun. But anyway, enjoy your day.
Gotta get your
Okay?
Done. All right, you
All
too.
Right. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.